Adams, Legislator Markham, Legislator Williams, Legislator
Myers.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
And myself, that makes four. We are due to have Legislator Rogowski here, who wishes to be heard on this matter. Somebody going to get him? We need to get to Legislator Rogowski before we can conclude this discussion.
Shimsky's here.
No, she's here. But Legislator Rogowski wished to be heard on this matter as well, and I don't want to cut him out by the fact that we're moving way too fast for him.
Oh, he'll slow us down. Not to worry.
All right. Let's take a look at this legislation now. It's item number 4787.
If I can comment, make life a little bit easier. This is a similar local law was introduced and considered by this board in 2009, and because the legislative session had expired, it was introduced again in 2010 and passed by this board and subsequently vetoed by County Executive Rob Astorino. The legislation is 99.9% the same. I thought it was passed by this board unanimously, I might add, back in 2010, with the exception of...
No, I don't think it was unanimous.
Yeah, I don't think it was unanimous.
Okay. All right, my mistake was it was, I stand corrected.
No, 10 to 4.
Was passed by the board. If you look at the law at subsection 5, source of income shall mean...
Wait, what? Oh, they're not members. Source of income shall mean, okay.
It's on the second page of the local law, in the middle, section, item V.
Yes.
Section 3. Okay, go ahead, Matt.
The language in bold, pensions, and or child or spousal support is the only change from the law that was passed.
Oh, we didn't have that in there before?
You did not.
Wow.
No, that frankly had been one of the concessions to a legislator whose name will not pass my lips for the moment. And it didn't make any difference. He didn't support it. Okay, I note the presence of Legislator Rogowski, who has a particular firm interest in this matter. Marty, we've just begun. Matt has gone through the legislation, and to catch you up on this, on the second page of the legislation, paragraph lettered V, the only addition to the law that was passed by this board in 2010 is to add pensions and child or spousal support to the included areas that will be considered to be a discriminatory act. Having heard this, I ask members for comments. And we can begin with Mr. Rogowski.
Mr. Chairman, as you and I discussed earlier today, I thought there may have been an additional change to make this a more streamlined approach. With
yes,
Mr. Avenatti,
I misspoke, Mr. Rogowski. We did not go with the governor's version. We are back to the original that was passed 10 to 4 back in the day.
I heard the howls of Mr. Avenatti's office coming through the wall.
Mr. Rogowski, I said that I would not speak the name, but others may.
Okay, so that is, as is what we've added is pensions.
Yes, my apologies for misstating that.
Okay. Well, notwithstanding that, Mr. Chairman, I guess if I have the floor now, I had issues with this bill last time because from a macro point of view, while I certainly support Section 8, I think in theory it's a great program, it's a federal program. And one of my main reasons for not supporting this last time was the fact that as much as we rail against state and federal mandates, be it Medicaid or needs for special children, whatever, we have big problems, as I have big problems, I think many of my colleagues do, with that type of mandate. I had a situation in the bagel shop just this morning, that a fellow's telling me these Section 8 inspectors, it came up, he volunteered, I didn't tell him anything, in his Section 8, you know, there's a little crack in the wall, the paint's not even flaking, he's telling me, he's got to repaint the whole apartment. And I said, well, that's it, because I'm sure in other towns it may not be the same, because different inspectors in different towns, at least that's a testimony we had, we don't even have control of the employees now, at least we were able maybe to talk to our Section 8 employees and find out what's going on. It's now been, I guess, White Plains, someone else is handling it. So from the very large picture, if it was a county program and we could sit around a committee report room and bring the people in and say, how are you running the Section 8 program? How consistent is it? And how fair is it? And go through all that. And how can we make it better and work with the landlords? Since we can't do that, just from that level, as a matter of principle, I have hard problems. And then once you get into the practical aspects and these problems come out and months going without payment, and again, it's implemented differently, and how much they can pay, and when, had to go back to wait for the inspection, the re-inspection, and is the rent paid in the meantime? The rent is held up. But it's voluntary. A lot of landlords take it. I'm delighted they take it, you know, because it's a good program. It helps a lot of people. So, but for us to step in and mandate it, that just, as a matter of really principle, without having controls over it, I have real, real problems supporting it. And in fact, I won't be supporting it.
Thank you, Mr. Grigowski. Mr. Hartman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I want to thank everybody for being here. A lot of the familiar faces from this discussion. I'm not here to really debate the bill. I think my feelings on this are pretty solid on the record. And you know, where the goal is to move it out for public hearing. I just don't want to amend what my good friend Legislator Rogowski said. It's not just Section 8. It's things like veterans vouchers, disability vouchers, those kind of things as well. We've had a very, very, very long, over a year long debate on this issue, and we will have another year long floor debate on this issue, I'm sure, and also look forward to hearing what the advocates on both sides have to say again at the public hearing. Today is certainly just a procedural step, so I would certainly move this, Mr. Chair, and
I'll second it.
All right, let me ask if you withhold that until we've finished, rather than have a open it up again after we've made
sure.
the motion.
Absolutely.
I don't want to have debate on the motion.
However,
I have debate on the substance.
Your pleasure,
I think
Mr. Chair.
I think it's appropriate.
Your pleasure.
So you've concluded?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone else at the table?
Mr. Chairman, can I invoke the Rogowski rule just for, because it's a fair comment Mr. Hartman made, and he mentioned my name, but...
Did he mention your name?
Yes, he did.
That is the Rogowski rule.
I know that.
Now we mentioned his name twice, so he gets to speak twice.
I'm sorry, I thought a compliment...
It's a name that shall not pass.
I didn't think that a compliment counted as a cause for invoking the Rogowski rule.
Well, just for the record, Mr. Hartman made a fair point, just for the record, as we discussed last year when we went through, whenever we did this bill, many states, many municipalities have a source of income law that does not cover Section 8. That's a fair point. So, you're right. I talk about Section 8 as, attached to our bill, but there are source of incomes laws that do, and specifically carve it out or don't mention it. And because there are other pension, there may be other good sources of income that we would want to provide this legislative protection. So there's not discrimination on other things. So, I'm open to address those other sources. My focus of my mandate, my concern, is on the Section 8. So were this board to maybe, as an alternative, look to prevent discrimination with other forms of sources of income, then it's a whole different discussion. I might be open to it. It's the mandate of the Section 8 that really gives me a lot of trouble. So
if I may comment on that, one of the matters that's before this county in the settlement discussions, tomorrow, the Housing Planning and Operations Committee will be discussing, I don't know that we're going to go into detail on it, but discussing the monitor's response to the submission that was made. And there are two matters that are always keep coming up, source of income and zoning. We know, and it's not even an elephant in the room anymore, it's just out there, that source of income constitutes a flashpoint. With HUD, with the monitor, with a lot of us that have been frustrated that in fact something as simple and frankly anti-discriminatory as you can get has failed to pass muster in this county. Okay, as Legislator Harkin pointed out, the rules are the rules. You win, you lose, and then you move on, and that's what it's going to be. But it seems to me so thoroughly necessary to include Section 8 in this, and that's why it's very clear to me that this may be a flashpoint, and it's been a flashpoint in my district, and I'm sure on most of your districts, but it's there, and we will be moving forward accordingly with this law to public hearing, with that known to be present. So I just...
Point of legal interpretation, if I may, yes, Mr. Chairman. What if we did pass a source of income law that did not have Section 8 in it? What's HUD's view on that?
Because it's not, and
that's why I agreed with the county executive in his comments back to the monitor. The monitor's in HUD saying, pass source of income.
If source
of income didn't include Section 8, would we be okay with HUD?
I think that would be a really interesting question. The next time I run to Mr. Johnson, I'll ask it.
And I would opine that they would probably not look favorably upon it because Section 8 is no longer called Section 8. It's called the Housing Mobility
But still, the
voucher
settlement talks
program.
About source of income. That's what's wrong with HUD's decision
and
Monitor's decision.
And this whole lawsuit is about the absence of housing mobility.
Talking, my point is that's why the Monitor's decision was wrong, in my opinion, because the stipulation talks about source of income law, and right away we could be in a position, we could pass a source of income law, but if it's not their source of income law, HUD's, it's still no good.
That's true.
That's why the Monitor's wrong.
But we are where we are.
To quote our chair, there are winners and there are losers in the rules. And in this case, we lost.
Let me also put on the record, with folks sitting here, that the monitor can be removed by HUD but cannot be removed by the county. So I would suggest there's a conflict of interest in his decisions because if he doesn't rule the way HUD wants him to rule, they can take away his job that's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars and we cannot. There's another reason I voted against the stipulation because that was a clear inequity in how that whole process goes. They can remove the monitor if they don't like him. We can't. It's part of what we're stuck with. It is what it is. But that's one of the reasons I voted against the whole goddamn thing. Excuse my language.
That's all right. There were no five-letter words in that.
I'm not voting for this anyway. Well, thank you.
Monty, we got one more item here, so if you can stick, I'd
appreciate it. Well, I missed the other item. What's the other item?
The other item has to do with an amendment on appointments to various boards and committees. Commissions.
I support that.
Okay, so you'll give Judy your proxy and you may leave. Slap her five and then be done. Okay. Anyone else? Mr. Nunziata, I keep looking at you because I know that you've represented a point of view down through the years. I was going to say decades, but that's probably not true. From one decade to the next, on the other hand, though, you have been rather vocal on this, and I'd like to give you an opportunity on the floor to make any comments that you wish to make.
Not to take up the time of the commission. This is something which, I think Marty, having having a deep knowledge of the real estate field and perspective of the landlord, there's a bitter irony to all this that you have tied it into the monitor and the stipulation of agreement, and the irony is that Westchester, the history of Westchester County, having been with the planning department for many years, yeah. The history of Westchester County has been one of an aggressive promotion and placing of now. Mr. Hargan, what did you call it? The Housing Mobility Voucher Program. Now it's called. Is it? Was always, for years and years, an aggressive promoter of Section 8. And over half of our landlord members, our 400 landlord members, are participants in the program. And, that and other things that the county has done over the years to affirmatively promote affordable housing. And the bitter irony to all this is that now, we're at the wrong end of a lawsuit that has been decided on, and now everything now, whereas once it was voluntary, is now mandatory with a club, so we appreciate once again the opportunity to have this go to a public hearing, and you'll be hearing no doubt from many owners and managing agents and others in the industry. But it's kind of I find it very sad knowing the history of this county, as we all do, and knowing all that the county has done, I say has done, not had done, has done for housing, and have the county being made somehow an example of and being a whipping boy or county for the federal government, I think is thoroughly undeserved, and we're all kind of now embroiled in a very sad and unnecessary exercise, I think. That's my opinion.
Thank you, Mr. Nunziata. Any other comments? A motion is now in order.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Harkham.
Second.
Second by Ms. Myers. On discussion of the motion, do I have any voices? If not, may I then have a call for a vote? All
yeah,
those
in
favor?
I can't move for both committees, though. I can only move for
Oh, I can. I'll
move,
second.
We'll move, take a on for housing then.
So I'll move for. You oh wait, I thought it was community services.
No, it's legislation.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't move for both committees.
You move for both.
I can second.
Ms. Myers seconded for both.
I apologize.
Okay, that's all right. Things moved a little bit fast here.
I'm tired. It's only Monday.
It's only, and the day's only started. I'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? I think we'll record Marty. Mr. Rogowski's statement, even though he's not physically present at this point, as stating that he would be voting in the negative.
If I think that's safe to say.
I think that's safe.
Thank you very much.
One more.
All right. We have one more to go. Local law changing the way in which appointments are done. Mr. Crane, you're up. And did you have a revision on this? It's number 4789.
Everyone should have
which
it.
Should have one, but it didn't have a number written on it.
Is that is
the
this one?
The one with the memo on the cover.
This well, is the new revised
okay,
one.
Okay, the one with the memo on the cover, uh-huh. Which I don't seem to have, but
the Libby on the label.
Oh, there it is. Yes, sorry.
Yeah, you're holding. You have it.
Uh-huh. Here we are. It's this one. Everybody got that? Okay. Mr. Crane, with the amendment that we discussed, has that been put into this?
It has. So the legislation should include language that includes the word set fees.
Okay.
And it discusses, you know, including standards, rates, fees.
All right. If you look at the legislation, the local law intro number blank dash 2011, section on the first page, 110.21, paragraph number 2, which is underlined, what we had sent out to you last week did not include this change, but now includes the change on line 2.
It's in section 2, right, after grant licenses.
After grant licenses, we have inserted the words set fees.
Oh, okay.
And the
such as a parks board?
Right.
Got it.
The committee report also includes a sentence that, you know, reflects that.
Thank you, Mr. Crane. All right. This is new to many of us. And let's have a discussion on that. If you look at the memorandum of legislation, I've never been really enthusiastic about doing choral readings here, but why don't we all take a look at that for a minute or two of silence, and then let's discuss it.
So,
when we're done,
sorry, man.
This is existing law, in other words, section 110.21.
Yes.
But this is calling for number 2.
Yes.
To be inserted.
Right.
All right. Do we understand the intent of this? Let me tell you what my take on the intent is and see if I'm correct on this. We have found down through the years that, and this is not limited to the current administration, I've been here just long enough to know that the prior administration had, if not an equal, at least a tendency to push people through simply by the mere act of appointment and their swearing the appropriate oath, that this board may have wanted to have some serious discussion before they took office. But because the law as it currently stands permits them to take office, number one, and number two, vote on matters.
Even before they've been approved by...
Well, the Board of Legislators, as it stands now, has no. It's not like the Congress, the Senate, the U.S. Senate, where it's an advise and consent. The President proposes, the Senate consents. We don't. When the executive appoints and the person signs the oath, said person goes on the body in question and may vote immediately. Should we vote no in the committee, it's treated as a "that's nice, but it's not relevant" point. And the frustration level that many of us have felt in this situation is such that it drives this law. It is not the only way we can, as a body, as a Board of Legislators, can take action to take someone out is to pass on the floor a resolution reject that person. Now, that is both hurtful, it seems to me, of the individual in question, who may in many other respects be a person of good character and all the rest of it, but who is just not right for a particular body in the view of this Board of Legislators. Or, alternatively, could be simply a person who has substantive disagreements with this body, and we've seen a couple of them who've come by in more recent times, where we would not of our own free will put them on. So that's what this is about, is to give us the ability, in certain limited circumstances, setting fines and all the rest of it, setting policy, but not as advisory groups, to hold up and ultimately vote down any individuals. Mr. Maisano, welcome to the meeting.
I didn't even know the meeting was here.
Somebody else. It's empty. Please take a chair. We'd love to have you. We're on the discussion of items 9 and 10, the matter of appointments to certain county boards. If you, while I'm gasbagging on, if you could give it a quick read, we'd appreciate it. This matter, I think, deserves not only very serious consideration, but I frankly hope that it's been something that I've wanted to recommend to the Charter Review Commission for a more aggressive stance. But it's the opportunity to do it this way may, in fact, eliminate the necessity for making a charter change at this point. But we'll see, because the Charter Revision Commission, I think, is going to have a life that's going to extend probably through the end of 2012, simply because it's been so difficult to get that done. I see Mr. Wishney, who's the chair of the Charter Revision Commission, is here, and one of our better angels, frankly, to have him around, and we'll see how that's all going to work out. But I therefore accept any comments that any members of either committee wish to make on this matter. I've had my say. There's no way we're going to get through with this without somebody saying something, please. Otherwise, I'll be forced to say something else. Mr. Harkin.
Well, I would just repeat for the benefit of my colleague, the minority leader who got here, what I said earlier, that some people may be whopping some of these items out. You know, the purpose is in the shortened calendar to get things out for public hearing. And we'll have good debate as we go forward. But some people may be moving these out without prejudice. I for one will be supporting this particular matter. I just wanted to reiterate that point.
Thank you, Mr. Harr. Ms. Myers.
Yes, I would like to say that I too will be supportive of this, largely because I think it increases the transparency and increases the chance that everybody knows what's going on.
Howard, do you have something you want to say?
No, just a quick question that I'm reading here, and I'm assuming, but I want to clarify, that this would not apply to, as it says here, does not apply to boards and commissions not defined by New York State law, so ETPA, rent control, that's
correct.
Right.
I just wanted to...
Yeah, if state law controls...
Since Mr. wanted me to say something, I just wanted to ask a question.
Well, good. That's a good point. Thank you. Mr. Mazzano, I'm sorry we were asking you to speed read this, but do you have any comments?
I'm not voting for any of this stuff, and I object to this entire process, to be very blunt with all of you. Rushing all this important legislation through in one legislation meeting where all the members couldn't be here in the middle of the budget process in a crazed moment in the board is outrageous. Some of this stuff, maybe not this particular item, several of them needed a lot more review by legislators. I mean, I see one of them on, which was the cyberbullying. And, you know, I remember Legislator Nona had done all this research and said he was going to come. We had several good committee meetings way back in the summer. Legislator Nona was going to come back with all this research he was going to have done. He's not even here today. I don't even know the status of what he was doing. The legislative committee was not prepared to vote for it that day. Legislators were going to do more research, in particular John Nona, who pointedly told me he had problems with the law on legal and constitutional grounds, and to come back with all this evidence, he didn't even have the opportunity to do it. We never called another meeting to allow the chairman of this committee to come back with his evidence. So that's one that I couldn't possibly vote for today.
He is the chair of his own committee.
That's what I'm saying. And we never called another meeting on cyberbullying.
He didn't.
Because he had other items on this agenda, and everyone was in the middle of elections, and John was putting this off to after Election Day, cyberbullying. But my point is, Legislator Nona was the chair and purposely didn't recall that because he was conducting research and it thought that cyberbullying had legal problems. So there's one, I don't know how anybody's voting for today. Obviously, the due diligence by this board has not been done and this committee has not been done. I could say that for many of these. I'm not going to be a broken record here. But I'm voting against all of these items today in protest because this is a rush job. There's no due diligence being done on many of these laws. This is not what our board is about. We're a deliberative body. I understand, as Peter said, this is, you know, we're late on the agenda. The gear's ending. I understand all that. But, you know, this is a rush through of all this legislation to get it on the floor, to force a vote, when the committee hasn't finished its homework on many of these items. So I'm not going to vote for any of these today. That's my position.
Fair point. Thank you, Mr. Mazzano. Anyone else? May I have a motion on the appointments matter?
Oh, so moved.
Second. Moved by Ms. Myers, second by Ms. Williams, for both committees.
Yes.
Thank you. Any comments on the motion? Hearing none, I'll ask for vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed?
No.
Mr. Mazzano recorded in the negative. I think we should, in fairness, indicate that Mr. Rogowski had indicated that he would be supporting this matter, but he's not here. I would ask that the minutes reflect my remarks to that effect. That brings us to the end of the agenda.
Minutes?
I appreciate that everyone has put their time in. If we could have a review of the minutes, and I'll accept the motion.
Oh, this is the thing. I can be tough. So. There was an issue, I think, with an issue with October 24th, I think.
But did we?
At 1:42.
Was it 1:43?
Yes, we did. Okay,
you signed it. I voted for you.
Okay. Should any of you found what you were looking for?
Uh-huh.
Good.
I said there's an issue with Monday, October 24th, only in that there were so many absent. I don't know how we do that.
I think it's appropriate to consider that not a voting meeting, but an informational meeting, and it would not be inappropriate to pass those minutes without understanding. And I think a correction should be made on those minutes to reflect that.
Okay. Well, I think you're the only one present who was present.
What a good boy am I. Which meeting was that?
October 24th at 1:30.
Let's see. Rogowski is not here, but was present. I was here, and
yeah, I'm talking about right
now. Was here. All right, then let's delay that. We'll take the October 24th off the agenda, and if that's satisfactory. Okay, all the others. Are we good? Ms. Myers?
I can do all except Friday, November 18th.
Okay. And supplemental motion for Friday, November 18th. Moved by Ms. Williams. Seconded by?
I'll second.
Seconded by Ms. Shimsky. All in favor?
Aye.
For all of the matters, we've taken the 24th off for all the others.
Aye.
All in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion carries. The 24th, that is not a business meeting, it was an informational meeting, we should so note that.
1:30 It was the 1:30 meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the 301.
It's on the train.
Thank you very much.
301 we were able to do.
We made it back.
Yeah.
All right. We have two committees that are currently in session, housing, planning, operations, and legislation. May I have a motion for one or both committees to adjourn?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Harkin for both committees, seconded by Ms. Meyer for both committees. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. We are adjourned. Thank you very much. Mr. Annunziata.
May I say that notwithstanding the alacrity or the rush of the proceedings, I think the super committee in Washington could have used a man of your leadership to get an agreement on the budget, and I think your possible next step might be Congress.
Well, it is my sincere hope that I do find honest work in next year. I'm not altogether sure that that happens.
I could use you in the super committee.
Super committee.
Staff, maybe. Thank you very much, everybody.
The capital budget, right?
What time?
Great.
Oh, God, we have a minute for lunch.
Do we know what time it is?
2 o'clock is capital budget.
It's 2 o'clock? Cool.
No, it's 1:59.
Cool. I'm fine.
We have capital budget again?
Capital budget part two.
I couldn't help but say that because the news, as you probably heard from Washington,
I'll be back
is not that
three.
Good. And the market is down over 300 points, and so it goes.
Right now.
They both have made a calculation that they can get away with. And actually, the really interesting story in one of the blogs
so what
I read
were you talking about?
If they do nothing, here's what happens.
I have 5 items here. I gave 2 to Sunday this morning.
Automatic cuts go.
Oh, I'll wait. You rounded them.